At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app. Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, Wednesday, hump day, all the days. August the 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
2023. B-Hale. B-Hale's with us.
You bone that guy again yet?
Oh, my God. It's so funny. No, because last night we were talking, and he was like, why haven't we had sex again? And it's funny, because remember how you guys were like, no, don't wait for him. That's playing games, blah, 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 blah. That came up in the conversation, and he was like, I want it all the time. That's a stupid question. Anyways.
Oh.
Yeah, so every guy does. That's one of those things where I've had that conversation with my wife. Well, I didn't know if... You don't know that I want to fuck every minute of every day. You don't know that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to lay it out for you right now. Yeah. I want to fuck every minute of every day.
And forevermore, just know that I want that.
Want DTF,
that I
want baby.
That. Like, there's never a time. 3 a.m, 3 p.m. Count me in.
Just keep saying no until you're ready.
Except when I'm playing Call of Duty. Then, you know, then we'll talk.
I am sorry.
Or I need a crunch wrap.
Call of Duty is getting thrown in the trash for that. Trust me.
Call of Booty, yeah.
You pick video games over pussy? Aho.
Not all, I mean, no, I don't.
Yeah,
it was a joke.
Listen to him. He obviously does.
Oh, that was a good one.
No, right now, babe. God, I'm really deep with this one.
Got to get the dub. You
okay,
know?
Listen, you guys, you ding dongs.
Come on,
we have a lot to do.
Let's get to it.
We're just gonna take our time, though, right?
I don't know. But there we are taking our time, and then you always go, "Whoop, we're out of time. We can't read a letter."
Yeah.
Oh, it's already kind of late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Last week on the show, you may recall that we heard from a lady who was like, "Is it weird that I don't have sex with my husband?"
Oh, this is the okay. So this is the long-term relationship. They stopped doing it, and she's not bummed, and he's not bummed, and she's asking if it's weird. And I
don't
thought
believe it.
The yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe, but on the other hand, if you are both okay with not having sex,
then it is okay.
And I believe there are absolutely those relationships out there, and I've definitely talked to guys who say it's a lot of pressure, and I think it's supposed to be fun.
Especially when you've been in it a long time. Like, you don't got to overthink it. No one's impressing anyone. You're just really enjoying each other's body parts.
Yeah, I mean, also I think that this is, for me, it's how I reconnect with my partner. There's no question that the more time that passes, I start to just become, I'm not saying like disconnected in a way that I want to go, you know, cheat on my partner, but it's more like I just get less and less feeling like we feel more like roommates and less like a couple,
right?
You know, and you find yourself
closer to the pussy, closer to the heart, right?
I guess I don't. I know that sounds really maybe very superficial, but it's not like we're not married. But I want that.
Yeah,
that is my way of
You're preaching to the choir.
Reconnecting, you know. It really is important, and when it's not there, I'm bummed. And I get
We're both really sexual people, though, so it makes sense. That's like a way that we connect with our partner. Some people don't need it, I guess, which is why I think it's weird. But if it works for them, yeah.
It just feels really strange that they're both okay with it. That's why what V just said, which is it's hard to believe.
What else is strange? I mean, the fact that she wrote in and is asking,
so it's,
is it okay that I feel
you're
about not
okay.
having sex?
Yeah.
That makes me feel like she's second-guessing herself. And she
may be second-guessing. Like, why am I okay with this? Is there something wrong with me? I'll stick with my original thought, which is, you know, there's no, like, law that says how often or that you have to. I mean,
it's
really sort of what you're comfortable with. And while you wouldn't have been surprised to put out more, and now you're okay with not, I don't know. I mean, right. So bottom line is, are you really okay with it?
Well, here's one of the things that I did think about this. It's been, you know, a week since the first story.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How lucky that you are aligned, because I do think that most couples are not aligned.
No, there's someone has a harder drive than the other.
I definitely want more than Christina does. And she will say, I'm willing to, but then she's nowhere to be found most nights. So it's kind of like, yeah, you're not saying no, but you're not
making your pussy available.
In bed with me. So
going,
it's a little
here
hard
it is
to
if you
make
want
a
it.
Pass at you when you're sleeping with our daughters. So that's something about parenting and mothering in the course of someone who works and keeps a house and has two kids. And
yes.
So I'm not necessarily taking it personal all the time, but I do think that it starts to chip away at you and your relationship. these two people sound aligned.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know?
Well, here's what this person responded.
Okay.
It's a different person.
All right.
Oh. Don't say my name, dear radio family. Let me start by saying, I love and respect you. You are a daily ray of sunshine in my life. You're my favorite people I've never met. That being said, yeah, I really shit the bed. That being said, you really shit the bed on Wednesday's bad advice.
Okay, all right. Good. Let's hear it.
Okay.
To the woman who wrote in about her sexless but content relationship, there are red flags all over this. I have to say, as an outside listener, this woman sounds like she has very little self-respect, and I would venture to guess very little self-confidence. She's writing to you because her inner voice is sounding the alarm bells, and she wants more. When this woman describes her relationship, it sounds like she's staying with this person because he meets criteria according to what every straight woman thinks a boyfriend should be. He's handsome, he has a good job, he gets along with the family, etc. It just feels like she's settled, and she needs to hear the hard truth. She wants more out of her relationship. She's telling herself this is okay because, let's face it, sometimes it's easier to stay than it is to start over. I really think this woman needs to listen to her friends and, more importantly, listen to the inner voice that's asking, is it okay to want more out of my partnership? Come on, radio family. Be the cold-hearted dicks I know you can be and tell this woman what you really think.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
I got to hang out with this person.
I know. That's I love lovely. It.
Yeah, it yeah. wouldn't, look, it wouldn't work for me. And I've definitely, when we've had times where the family life and the kids and the things that are taking us, you know, splitting us and having us be less together, I've had, like, in my head, I've gone, well, that's it. I am not trying again, and I'll wait until she shows up with that pussy and puts it right in front of me. That's it. And then, like, 20 minutes passes, and she walks by, and I'm like, well, I do want to get that as soon as I possibly can.
So I need to keep letting her know that I'm
into it. My resolve to hold the line and never make a pass at that chick lasts a fucking day. And if I can make it a week, it's a miracle without going, all right, I'm going to try because, you know, what am I, throwing our whole thing away over what? She's boycotting me, but I'm going in anyway. It's weird.
Hindsight's 2020. Like, how much shit have we put up in a relationship and tell ourselves it's fine, it's okay, because it is hard to start over and you want to make it work? How many relationships can you look back on and you're like, what the fuck?
Why did I wait so long?
I can't believe I put up with this or did that or, like... You're in it and it's nice and clearly they're comfortable together. And yes, coming from someone who's in it, dating sucks. Trying to find a person, it sucks. So if you have it, you don't really want to fuck with it, right? But at the end of the day, she's not happy.
Right. Well, or she is. I mean, honestly, I just don't.
If you were happy,
I know I'm getting yelled at by this lady.
Why would you care what other people think? I've never sat with my friends and been like, guys, I'm okay with this, but if I'm okay with it, I don't have to fucking ask people.
Right.
That is true.
I ask people what they think because I'm feeling some type of way, whether you realize it or not. Hmm.
She's all up in her feelings. P.S., this person says, Bryn, I love that you finally shared about core Taekwondo. Thanks for blowing our minds on an otherwise boring Wednesday morning. Key up. Hey, bitch. How dare you?
This person is amazing.
I know. They really are kind of amazing.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the best letters I think I've ever heard read.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that. And then
David
the other.
David threw in key up.
Key up.
Key up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me.
Please excuse yourself. It's Vinny's goddamn chair.
Oh my God.
Okay, we have new chairs.
We have new chairs.
We'll be in them next week, they say.
Oh, I thought you meant those were the new ones. I'm all set.
No.
The new ones. We're still at the old studio.
We're going to the new studio starting next week. Or so we're told.
Everything's
new chairs are the best in a studio, by the way. It sounds so dumb, but I love them.
What are you saying?
New chairs. When you get new chairs, like it's like a radio thing. They're like the best. No?
Okay. No. I've had the same chair for 30 years here. And I'm going to have to.
I took a picture of it this morning and you said you hated it.
It's disgusting. No, that's my chair. I hated it.
Did you say that?
I don't think so.
I thought you said this is the chair I refuse to sit in.
No, this is the only chair I've sat in for the last 25 years, 26, however long we've been on this show. I love this chair. It's so comfortable. It's like filthy. I'm sitting in my own mess.
Oh, that
it's all
I never
sweaty.
Want to not sit in. I see.
Oh, it's one of those.
I wrote it all wrong. Yeah,
never want to not. Yeah,
that's all right. It was just really for the people who were listening at that exact moment who wanted to see the picture of the stupid chair. I managed to get Vinny and Brynn in the picture. That was my...
I'm really mad at you about that.
Mid-bite in food.
Yeah, Brynn yeah. got the worst of that, but I'm still yeah. mad about
I'm
it.
I'm eating. I'm walking over. And...
Hey, we're having breakfast. It's 6 o'clock in the morning
yeah,
at that
that's
point.
True. That's fine. I mean, we did get you that one time. You were swallowing the banana whole.
That is, yep, that's
oh,
true.
God, that is...
Oh, my God. It's so funny that you bring up bananas. That's what was going on at this fucking Lizzo show.
Oh, tell us.
Okay.
Oh, you got... Yeah, it's so weird.
So here's the thing. This morning, I'm reading through all the stories that could put in front of me, and I see the headline. Lizzo forced dancers to eat bananas from sex workers' vaginas during Amsterdam trip. Bombshell lawsuit. And I went,
eat.
Forced them, though, is an interesting way of wording it.
So the story also is, so it's these three dancers, two of whom were fired, one of whom quit in solidarity with another one. They had all been discovered on her show, like where were all of my big girls at, or whatever the name of her show is. So she's looking for dancers and she finds these girls. And listen, I love Lizzo. Like, I feel like she's good vibes. She's like good, you know, positive body image stuff. Like, I am who I am, and this is, and
she's
deal
made
with it.
It against the traditional.
Sure.
Odds,
right.
You know, you're supposed to be this one size and this one look, and she's made it without that.
And she's so talented, and she just seems like such a fun, good time, right?
Watch out for the big girls.
Watch out for the big girls. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that the story starts out, and not this particular one, because I clicked over to this thing that's the headline on Lizzo dancer forces to eat bananas from sex workers' vaginas. It was talking about this fat shaming that she was doing to these girls who had come over, and by the way, it's not just Lizzo; it's like the dance coordinator. Let me see if I can find her name in this story here.
Oh, you know, sometimes when two
Shirlene
people get together,
Quigley,
they sort of feed off each other and can get crazy.
Shirlene Quigley is also named as a defendant in this lawsuit, and she's Lizzo's dance team captain. So one of the ladies, she's alleging that she had to pee and was so afraid to ask for a bathroom break that she soiled herself on stage. So, and that's one of her, you know, just one of the things. But they're talking, there's a lot of things about fat shaming and et cetera. But then this is the weird part of the story where we get into bananas and stuff. These three women who are suing say that they were subjected to endure weight shaming, sexually denigrating behavior, and pressuring them to participate in disturbing sex shows. So they were on a concert trip, on a tour, in February of 2023, so earlier this year, in Amsterdam. They say Lizzo invited them out for a night on the town. Well, great, Lizzo, we'd love to go. And it ended in the city's red light district, where really it's all legal and everything is on offer. And there are all kinds of sex theaters and, you know, one-on-one sex experiences. They go to this sex theater where you can go to a live sex show. And these ladies say that they were invited by Lizzo to take turns touching the nude performers, catching dildos that would be launched from the vaginas.
Whoa, ugh. You can shoot. Have you ever shot a dildo from your vagina?
You could push one out, but shooting it would take some
balls,
special. Yeah, ping pong balls I've heard of, and that those are light, and it feels like you could.
Did you hear her dodge out. The question? She has shot a dildo from her vagina.
What are you talking about?
That's insane.
I asked you, and you dodged the question.
She confirmed, actually, it seemed.
No, I said
you can push one out. Right.
But shooting one across a room into someone's hand
well,
for them to catch?
Tried? I don't know if you've tried that, Sarah.
You're right, I haven't tried. I guess that you guys could ask your wives to try, too.
Or you could do some homework and report back.
Please. I'll forget to do that by Friday.
I'll remind you.
Don't. Please don't. And do not remind John either.
I'll shoot you a text later today.
Hey, Hale, have you ever shot anything from your vagina?
No.
Besides the splooge that ended up in there, but that doesn't really shoot.
That just drips out.
That just drips out.
Yeah, that doesn't really shoot out. I don't know how these women, unless they do a lot of Kegels.
Yeah.
Because
hardcore Kegels.
Anything?
You know, in the books, the Dune books, they're these Bene Gesserits or something
what?
Along. It's this sect of women who are sexual experts. Never. They're sexperts.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, the main dude, the father of the Timothée Chalamet character, who plays Muad'Dib, the mother is one of these Bene Gesserits, or however you say the name. And in the book, they go into, like, she's got the kung fu fucking grip. You know, she's like worked on that and she can control each muscle individually. And it's like a whole.
I used to think if you could get with a tennis player because of the way they hold that tennis racket.
Oh, the kung fu grip.
They would jerk that cum right out of you.
Yeah. Yeah,
like one pull.
That actually sounds like it would hurt.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it'd be great.
Maybe.
I mean, you're.
Maybe Christina could take up some tennis. And then,
I don't know.
Or when you go to prison with Bryn, you know, he's a tennis player.
Go to prison with you.
We're both going to butt fuck Alex.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. You're finally going to get yours,
God,
Alex.
What's happening?
You had to hear or the show
we
earlier.
We got to do like rock, paper, scissors or something. It can't just be me.
It can't just be you. It's just you.
You're the bottom, buddy.
Hi. You're the bottom. It's you.
Okay. Go back to. So, okay. They're shooting stuff.
Okay. Let me just start that thing. The lawsuit states, quote, things quickly got out of hand. Lizzo began inviting cast members to take turns touching the nude performers, catching dildos launched from the performers' vaginas, and eating bananas protruding from the performers' vaginas. The suit also claims Lizzo allegedly pressured and goaded them into touching a nude performer's breasts. Then they say that a month later, Lizzo deceived them into attending a nude show, thereby robbing them of the choice to not go to this, tricked them into going there somehow. Then this one of the women says at one point she had no choice but to soil herself on stage during an excruciating re-audition, fearing the repercussions of excusing herself to go to the restroom. Eventually, that particular person was fired on the spot by Lizzo after learning that she had recorded one of their meetings, even though it was in order to have a copy of the notes that Lizzo was giving her. But I guess she secretly recorded it. And once Lizzo found out, she fired her on the spot. And then one of the other girls who's involved in the suit resigned right afterward out of solidarity and the disrespect that Lizzo allegedly showed her. The lawsuit claims she feared that Lizzo intended to hit her and would have done so if one of the other dancers had not intervened. They are suing for general and specific and special damages, as well as punitive damages and their attorney's fees.
Well, here's something that came out.
What do you got?
I just saw this morning when I woke up. It came out a few hours ago. I just think it's a statement because Beyonce is much bigger. I guess they did a Break My Soul remix, and when she performed it at her last show, she left out Lizzo's name. I guess Lizzo's name is in the remix.
Oh.
And she took the name out. Not, I'm just to
interesting,
add to
though.
People, like, because this is how it starts to snowball, right?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I just think she has a bigger following, and people are going to take that. And
at Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right.
But the story is right, Beyonce stepped back from Lizzo, right? That's the deal?
Yeah, like, so I guess her name
sounds like it.
The song, and she left it out while performing, which, how people catch this stuff, dude? If I were at the show, I'd have no idea, you know what I mean?
Yeah, me too. But God, I can barely hear anything when I'm at a show anyway. Yeah,
right.
Seriously. But I believe it all 1,000%.
I am at shows, I swear to you, this happens more often than I'd like to admit, where the singer starts talking and you hear the crowd go, yay! And I'm like, what the fuck did he say? I can't even hear the guy. How does anybody know to cheer? Right. But I guess someone up front hears him and then everyone else knows, oh, they liked it.
Let's all like that too.
Let's jump in.
It's like
in.
The wave. Right. Like someone starts it and then the
I mean, I can't hear. What are you, what? But okay, yeah, someone's catching that crap.
There's one other little thing here. There's a couple Lizzo's former employees who are not part of the lawsuit are corroborating these women's claims, too, which is somewhat damning. She's going to get fucking canceled.
She's fucked.
Her former creative director backs allegations of weight shaming, sexually denigrating behavior.
So I have... You know what, go ahead.
Sorry. No, what really screws her, I mean, that's all disgusting, but as someone who's taken on this... I'm a big girl, like, don't shame me. I'm so tired of the hate. You keep hating, I'm going to quit. And then she's out there fat shaming her own dancers. That in itself.
I just got done. Yep. Sarah and I were just talking about that. You know, when
that's an insecurity thing.
When you become a person who decides to take up a cause and you're talking out about something, you be suddenly and instantly online and elsewhere become a target yourself. People start holding you to a higher standard than they do others because you're calling out other people for their behavior. And the next thing you know, you are caught in some kind of compromising position.
Which is projecting.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that that's the reaction people have to someone trying to do the right thing. But that is the reaction people have. You got to be careful when you're on the, what do they call that? The bully pulpit.
In the pulpit, right, when you're up there and people are listening to what you have to say. Right, you're yelling about how your mistreatment and then you turn around and do it to somebody else. Bully, is that what it's called, bully pulpit?
I don't know. Maybe we need to look that up and edit this out. Can you dump that?
No.
Hey, I don't know.
I dumped it. It's gone.
It's, okay. Don't dump it. Stop dumping things.
No, he
it's
needed
totally
to
out.
Dump.
Listen, don't worry. It's
he
out
needed to dump that. Thank you so much for doing that.
No problem. Yeah.
Listen, so that's look, it's good that to be able to talk about it on The Secret Show because we can say exactly what happened and I don't have to dance around it. So apologies for the people who are listening to the regular show and are like, fuck, I really wanted to hear what that was and I'm never going to listen to their horrible, horrible Secret Show.
As that person said, worst waste of my Wednesday morning.
Yeah. Oh my God. Right. Your otherwise boring show.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Bully pulpit is a conspicuous position that provides an opportunity to speak out and be listened to. This term was coined by United States President Theodore Roosevelt.
Nice.
So it does actually, so you're right. If you're going to stand on the bully pulpit and yell about that, you can't also be doing that.
Right. You know, I went to what
you
I was
be doing it anyways, but yeah.
What I was going to say, it reminded I've never been to Amsterdam and I'm not really even a strip joint guy, but
it's crazy walking down those streets.
I am a heavy drinker. So there was a time when I was in Tijuana with some friends and, you know, Manny, wherever the next drink is, I'm in. Right. So we go to this strip club in Tijuana.
Oh, boy.
And the first thing it hits me is the smell of armpits.
Like, oh,
the,
well, that's
the
pleasant.
BO is, like, so strong in this
sweaty
dump.
Dudes trying not to jack off in public.
No,
huh.
This wasn't the sweaty dudes. This was the women.
Oh, what fun.
Who are performing
even
round the clock and not taking showers.
Oh, yikes.
So
that's disgusting.
It is. It was so bad. So I. But there I am. I'm there. So I guess I don't get to bully pulpit anybody on this, right? Whatever. So I'm in this Tijuana bar with five dude friends, and I've got my drink, and I'm sort of standing. I'm not even. I've always been a germaphobe, so I am even at this age, kind of standing, not touching things, and I look over, and one of my friends' beer is being this stripper. Puts a leg up and starts shoving his beer in her twat.
Oh, the beer bottleneck.
The beer bottleneck up her woman area. Sorry. And then hands it back to him.
Nice.
And he just goes, glug, glug, glug. Oh, anybody else?
No.
And holds it out like this is some kind of manly ritual you need to join in. I was like,
yikes.
That is.
Which friend
gnarly.
Was this, please?
I don't want to say.
Oh. So we know him. So it's one of the names we know.
No. It's not someone you know. It's not. But I still don't want to say because it's not someone you know,
gotcha.
I promise.
I understand.
But it is someone I lived with at one point, and I definitely was like, I am never letting you take a bite of my burrito again. Oh. Ever.
You let people take a bite
no,
of your burrito?
No, well, I mean in college, drunken
see,
stuff
sure.
that you do. But
yeah.
I'm just,
give me a bite
I'm just
of that.
The point is, like, you know, my God, man. Everybody's got different sort of...
Well, it's just very... It's unknown territory. You don't... That could be the cleanest vagina on earth.
Not by the smell of the joint.
Could be, though.
No,
could be. You don't know. No. Could be the cleanest vagina on
the
earth.
The cleanest but vagina it, on earth would say, I cannot work in these conditions.
Mm.
No.
I think the cleanest vagina on earth would never have a beer bottle up it. That's
right.
Well, maybe it was her first
especially
beer bottle. It has to be a first time. It could be
it.
The cleanest vagina on earth, but
stop
it also
it.
Could be the least clean vagina on it. Like, you just don't know. You don't drink from that bottle.
Stop it.
Are her feelings hurt if you don't drink from the bottle?
I don't know what to say about that, but I definitely was.
I didn't
like,
think about that, though. Yeah, maybe.
The poor thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's
the
all...
The poor thing?
Yeah,
what
she's
a, what
all
a good guy.
Trembling
well, yeah.
lower lip.
Don't worry. He drank it.
Her
didn't
feelings
think
were
twice.
Hurt.
Yeah,
oh,
she
thank
was
God,
fine.
Thankfully.
Exactly. Whew. He's like a hero in
yeah,
the story.
Yeah, I guess.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right,
anyway.
That's going to do it for us for today. Please send your notes and reactions along to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioBallas.com. V-Hail, always great to have you here.
You're the best.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good show.
I love V-Hail.
God, I love you guys so much.
That was fun. The end.